We are up to the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. This daf and the next daf, maybe even the next few dafim, have a lot of good drasha, a lot of good stuff. But first, the first amud of this daf has a lot of good halacha. We're talking about how many meals do you have to eat on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Ketzad Naflad Leka. So the Gemara had talked about how much you can save from your house. If you remember, the Mishnah had said you can save three meals. So Tanur Rabbanan, how many meals does one have to eat on Shabbos? Maybe this has something to do with the other. The fact that the Mishnah says you're allowed to save three meals maybe has to do with the fact that you have to eat three meals. So the Gemara says, the Tanur Rabbanan, the Chachamim say that you have to eat three meals on Shabbos. That's what we'll see in a second. Rabbi Chidka Omer Arba. Rabbi Chidka says, no, you have to eat four meals. You thought a winter Shabbos was difficult already. Imagine if you had to have four meals on it. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Mikra Echadarshu, they both get it from the same Pasuk. Vayor Moshe Echlu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom LaHashem, Hayom Lo Simtzeu Basadeh. What's that in Bishalach maybe? That you're not going to find the mountain in the field. And if you notice, it says the word Hayom three times. That you have to make a distinction about the day three times. So that means you have to have three meals that day. So Rabbi Chidka Savar, Hani Tlasa Hayom Levar Meorta. When it says the word Hayom, we know the word Hayom typically is reserved for when the sun is outside. So here too, the Hayom here is talking about three meals, but it's not talking about three, it's not including the meal from the nighttime. So as Rabbi Chidka says, it's true, three Hayoms, but that's in addition to the one you have at night. And Rabbanan said, we know, Bahadi de Orta, the Rabbanan look at this pasuk and say, no, that's including the one at nighttime. It is, Hayom is just a reference to the date, not to the day. So Tanan, Naflat Lake of Lila Shabbos, the Mishnah tells us that you've got a fire in your house on Shabbos, onto Amud Aleph, Matzil Mazon Shal Sudos. So if you have a fire in your house, you're allowed to save three meals. So Gemara says, my lav, the lo achal, does that not mean you haven't eaten yet? Doesn't that mean that you get to save three meals because you haven't eaten three meals? No, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Chidka, lo de achal. Really, you did eat the one at night already, and that's when the Mishnah is talking about saving three meals. And therefore, you can still justify that it's four meals. And then we're going to go through the other two. Shachris, Matzil, and Shemazon, Shtei Sudos. The Mishnah says, if the fire is in the morning, so you save two meals. So, Ma'alav, Delo Achal, does that not also mean that you have not yet eaten the morning meal? And therefore, you have to still save two meals? Lo de Achal, no, you already had your morning meal, and this is saying you have to eat another two. Minchal Matzil Mazon Suda Achas, you're still supposed to eat one meal. You can save one meal. Ma'alav de lo achal, lo de achal. So every time Rabbi Chidka has a question from this mission, he just says, yeah, well, you already ate one. You already ate the meal. But then the Gemara says, wait a second. V'had Mekhani Seifa, when the end of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi Omer lo ola Matzil and Mazon Shalos Sudos, he says you could always have three meals. So Melchad de Tana Kama Shalos Rilei. The fact that he's saying you always get three means that the Tanakhama, which says you don't always get three, that implies that according to Rabbi Yossi, that we're only talking about three. So the Gemara says, Elam Mechaverta Masizis Lok Rabbi Yechidka. So, okay, in the end of the day, fine. Rabbi Yechidka does not follow this Mishnah. So, Vahaditna, and then we have another Mishnah that says, Mishayishlo Mazon Shtei Seudos Lo Yitzel Mir HaTamchoy. If someone has the food of two meals worth, so you're not supposed to take from the Tamchoy, which is the charity fund, Mazon Arba Asrei, if you have enough food for 14 meals, so lo yitol min hakupa, so then you shouldn't take from the, I guess, more lenient charity fund, which gives to a greater amount of people who aren't as poor but still could use the help. So what is second? Money. Lo Rabbanan v'lo Rabbi Yechidka. That can't be according to the Rabbanan or Rabbi Yechidka. I Rabbanan chametz rehavyan. If it's referring to the amount of food that one would need for an entire week, so it should be 15. It should be 12 for each of the weekdays, and then 3 for Shabbos. That's 15. I Rabbi Chidka, so it should be shitzar rehavyan. Rabbi Chidka says you need 4 on Shabbos. That would require you to have 16 meals. So what's with this 14? So the Gemara says, La'olam Rabbanan, really this is going to, according to the Rabbanan, and should be 15. Tarmin alay my device, lamech bafuke Shabbosa, ichle b'Shabbosa. Usually when it comes to Shalashiris, so you not only eat on Shabbos, but you'd eat after Shabbos. You'd eat three meals on the day of Shabbos, because the day of Saturday, because you'd have two, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and then you'd have the Malav HaMalka at night. So here we're saying, no, the one that you're supposed to have Motzei Shabbos, skip that one and just use that the food that you would use for that, use it for Shal Shittas, and that's where you get to 5 to 14. Rashi says, wait, what happened to Malav Malka? So Rashi says, yeah, we're gonna. It's basically saying you have to skip on the Malav Malka. You only have Malav Malka when you're able to have it. So that's what the Rabbanan, that's how one way you could say it. So the Gemara says, Lema Rabbanan hi v'lo Rebbi Chicha. So let's say, fine, we worked out for the Rabbanan, but not for Rebbi Chicha. No, I said, no, afilu tamer Rebbi Chicha. Even according to Rebbi Chicha, it would work. Whatever you're going to eat on Friday, eat it that night. Meaning that you don't eat any of your meals before Shabbos. So you're taking your two meals from Friday, you're eating only one of them at Friday night, and then you're eating three of them on Shabbos day, and you're also not eating anything Malav Malka was. So according to Rebbe Chitka, you still only have 14, even though he really requires you to have 60. But Gemara says, you're going to make him starve the entire Friday. So Ela Hamani Rebbe Kivahi. So no, it's not going according to Rebbe Chitka either. It's going according to Rabbi Akiva, who says, "Damar aseh Shabbat chachov liatit tzarech labrios." Better that you should make your Shabbos into a day like the week, where you only have two meals, and not to require other people to support you. Which is an interesting svar. How do we apply that to other places? I'm not really sure. But he says you do not have to eat Shal Shittas. According to that, also, you don't have to eat Shal Shittas.
If you didn't eat Friday night, you're not making Kiddush. No mention of that here. Which is the whole...
No, you eat Friday night. You don't eat your morning Friday meal. I think that's what it means.
Your morning Friday
meal. Yeah, you're basically... You're fasting all the way until Shabbos. You don't eat anything until Shabbos starts. And if it's a summer Shabbos, that means you're going for a long time without eating. I think that's the problem. The Gemara continues... The Gemara says, "V'haditznan ein poskul na'ani ha'over mimakul mimakul mikur b'punjah b'marbas sein b'lsela." So, what if a person there's a poor person that's traveling from place to place? You don't give them less than a loaf worth of punjon and the standard price of grain, which is 4 sa'a for a sela. Okay. Lan nosin lo parnasas lina. If he's staying over, so give him enough to sleep over. V'im Shabbos, and if it's Shabbos, Nosan L'mazon Shal Shittas, you give him three meals. So Leim Rabbanan Yevelo Rebbi Chitka, it says clearly you give him three meals, and therefore it would be according to Rabbanan and not according to Rebbi Chitka. So the Gemara says, no, L'olam Rebbi Chitka, even Rebbi Chitka could fit into this Mishnah. Could go into Ika Suda Ba'day, this guy comes with a meal in hand. And so we say to him, Damrin Alei, Had Ika Ba'dach Achlai, so eat the one that you already have. V'chi'azl B'reika Nazil. So what is that? You're going to send him away with no meal? He came with a meal, you're going to send him away with no meal. So the Gemara says, no, the Malvinan le Su'ud Ba'day, we do give him another meal. It's just that when he's with us, we give him three meals. We give him three meals, meaning one, the one he came with, the three we're giving him, and then we give him another one afterwards, but that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. So my Parnasa Aslina, the Gemara says, what is Parnasa of Lina, Ramir Papa, Purya, Ube Sadia? You give him a ped and cushions. So Tanu Rabbanan, Karos Shachar ben Arvis, Medich Lechol ben Shachris. Also very important halacha, we might know this is for Shal Shittas. We all look like pigs. At the end of Shabbos, we don't clean up after ourselves. It's based on this Mishnah, based on this Braisa. The rabbis say, Karos Shachar ben Arvis, the utensils that you use Friday night, Medich Lechol ben Shachris. You can clean them up for the sake of using them in the morning. Shachris Medich Lechol ben Tzaraim. If you use them in the morning, you can wash them for the afternoon. But Tzaraim Medich Lechol ben Bimincha. If you're eating them, if you're using them for snacks during the afternoon, you can clean them for the sake of eating your mincha meal. Mincha ve'elach, however, once you get to that point where it's mincha and afterwards, shuv ein madiach, then you're not allowed to, because then anything you're doing is only for the weekday, not for Shabbos. Avakosos, ketonios, etzlochios, but sort of typical things like cups, ladles, and this says here, flasks. So then you're allowed to wash those out. There's no a set time for drinking. The question is really that there are times where you're not allowed to drink anymore after you've benched and it's after Shkia. But either way, that's what Gemara says. Presumably to...
Why did we need everything before just telling us don't clean at the last time?
That's true. Maybe you would see, yeah. Maybe you would say it's designated for a specific meal. I don't know. It's a good question. Just tell us that you can't prepare from Shabbos to Chol, and we'd know that. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know what the Chiddush is. We don't have much commentary on it either, so I don't know if anyone asks. Yeah, I can look into it. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Mishim bar kapar kol makayim shalosh shilus b'Shabbos nitzel b'shalosh peronios. Anyone who eats three meals on Shabbos is going to be saved from three punishments. What are those? Mechavlo shel Mashiach, medirat shel Gehenim, mechomash shel Gog u'Magog. You're going to be saved from the pains of Mashiach and from Gehenim and from Gog u'Magog. Whatever those things mean. But now we come from. Now we get from Sukkim. Mechavlo shel Mashiach, k'siv ha'cha yom, u'k'siv ha'sam. Hini ani shuleach lachem es Eliyahu ha'navi l'viv ne'bil yom Hashem. This is a pasuk. I think we say it in the Haftar for Shabbos HaGadol before Pesach, I think. And then, all these are just drushes on the word yom. Presumably we have a Masorah for all these, because the word yom comes up a lot in the Torah. And we don't always make the connection. But here it says, you get it from this pasuk that you're saved from the pains of Mashiach. Medin shel Gehenim, k'siv ha'cha yom, k'siv ha'sam, yom ever ha'yom ha'hum, l'chamas gog u'magog, k'siv ha'cha yom, k'siv ha'sam, b'yom bo'gog. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Kom Anik, as a Shabbos, Nosan L'nach, L'ablim Yitzarim. Anyone who enjoys Shabbos properly, you give him a portion which doesn't have any limits. Shinemar Az Tisanik al Hashem, Yerkavta, Abama Se Aretz, V'achaticha, Nachlatz Yaakov, Avicha, that the Pasuk talks about delighting in Hashem. And that's in Yeshayahu. So, lo ka Avram shekasabo kum hisalech baaretz larkat. It doesn't say to like Avram that you should go in the land to this and to there. Lo kitzek shekasabo kilechol zarkat and es kol haaretzos hakel hael. It doesn't say that you're giving these different lands that are in front of you. El ki Yaakov shekasabo faratz the yom of akedim etzavon of nagi. You're just kind of spread out all over the place. No bounds to your reward. Rabbi Nachman, Yitzchak Amar, Nitzel Mishibud Golios, you are going to be rescued from the oppression of Golos. K'siv ha'achav yirkavtiyach ha'bam ha'sei aret, v'ch'siv ha'asem ya'atah ha'bam ha'seinu te'droch. Okay, another thing for more encouragement to eat all three Shabbos meals. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, kol ma'anik es ha'Shabbos nosan lo b'Shabbos libo. Anyone who enjoys Shabbos properly, so then you're going to get all of the things that you request answered. V'yisanek al ha'Shab yitzen l'cham b'Shabbos libecha. Oneg ze eni yodeh mahu. I don't know what it means, but it says oneg, to enjoy Hashem. Kshe omer karas ha-Shabbos oneg, havi omer ze oneg Shabbos. That Shabbos is referred to as oneg, that's what it means. B'ma ma'ango. So what should you do? What is a person supposed to eat in order to enjoy Shabbos? So I don't know if Gil agrees with this list or not, but this is what the Gemara says. Rev Yehuda Bred, Rev Shmuel, Bar Shilas, Mishmei, Derav, Amar, B'tavshel, Shel Trad, V'dagim, Gedol, and V'rashe, Shumin. In order to enjoy Shabbos, it means that you have to have a big dish of beets and a large fish and heads of garlic. I don't know, Gil. It doesn't say cholent on here. I think there must be a typo in the Gemara. I don't know. Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Afilu Davar Muad V'lichvot Shabbos Asa Horeza Oneg. And this is presumably what the first statement means. Also, we're talking about the bare minimum. We don't want to require everyone to do the best thing. We want to at least tell them what the minimum is. You have to have something nice. So here too, Rav Ashi Amarav says also, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amarav says that even the smallest thing, if it's for the sake of Shabbos, that's oneg, that's enjoyment. Every person in their own way. So Mahi, so Amarav Papa, what's that minimal amount? Kasa Daharsana, it's even a small fried fish. That's enough to be considered oneg Shabbos. We have in our house, I'm sure some people have in their house, a special drink that we only drink on Shabbos. And we give our kids a special drink they only get to drink on Shabbos. There's a certain specialness to certain foods that you reserve, and that's considered your enjoyment of Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Meshamer Shabbos Kilchaso Afilu Oved Avodah Zara Kitor Enosh Mochlano. Anyone who observes Shabbos properly, even if they're an Oved Avodah Zara, like Enosh, you'd still get forgiven. What exactly this means, I don't know. But of course, the pasuk Asher Enosh Yasezos V'chule Mechalalo. I would know the pasuk if I thought about it, probably, but I don't know it right now. Atrik Mechalalo Ela Mechalalo. That the desecration of it is actually forgiveness. What an interesting drasha. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Ilmali Shami Yisrael Shabbos Rishon Shlo Shatu Behen Uma V'Lashon Shemar. If they just kept that first Shabbos, we would never be subjugated to any other nation. This is the Gemara that's the source of what is an MBD song, "Just One Shabbos and We'll All Be Free." I don't know if people know that song from NCSY days or other words. So that's based on the next Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Il Malim Misham Misrael B'Shnei Shabbos L'Kil Chasan Miyad Nigalin. It says two Shabboses. It might be referring to two meals on Shabbos, which is where the MBD song comes from. That if we just kept two Shabboses, we would be free forever. Just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. Shneur Kamar Hashem Asarisim Hashem Shab Sosai Uchsiv Asrev Aviosim Al Harketshi is a juxtaposition between Pesukim. We know the pasuk of Aviosim Al Harketshi from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and that's where it comes from. Slichos in general. So Amar Rabbi Yosi Yichalkim Melchel Shalashos B'Shabbos. I want my portion to be with those who eat three meals on Shabbos. It's that's just like an expression of how much he thinks they get reward. I want to be included with those people. Now that we're talking about other things that we want reward for, so we say, I want to be with those people that finish halal every single day. So this is a very important gemara for a lot of halachos. So the gemara says, Ini, is that really true? If you can't say halal b'chol yom, if every day is special, then no day is special. You can't say halal every day. So ki kamrin, when does Rabbi Yossi say he wants to be included with those people that say halal every day? He's referring to Psukei de Zimra. Psukei de Zimra is something which he says, I want to be part of that group that always says Psukei de Zimra. A little bit of chizuk there, which is a nice way to say Musar. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Yichal ki mispalim imdimdu mechama. It's better. I would love to be part of those people that start davening with the red of the sun. What does that mean, the red of the sun? When the sun's first coming out. As we know, the word hanetz, which is the ideal time to daven. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mitzvah l'spalim dumi dumi chama, it's a mitzvah to do so. What does that mean? It's an interesting phrase. What is he adding that Rabbi Yossi is not adding? But either way, Amar Rabbi Zera, Ma'ikra, what's the pasuk? Yira'ucha im shemesh v'lifnei yareach dor dorim. It's interesting, it doesn't talk about the second side of that. It only talks about the first half, which is that you should be seen at the time the sun comes up. But it also says that you should daven right before the moon comes out, which we know it's better to daven mincha ketana than it is to daven mincha gedola. Mincha gedola is early in the afternoon. Mincha ketana is after, and later on in the afternoon, which is a good thing that now hopefully this Shabbos will be able to accomplish davening later than as opposed to davening earlier.
Dave, you're delaying a mitzvah, so
It is an interesting phrase. I'm assuming it's a good question. That's a good question. Is that why they're not focusing on it? There is an interesting concept that in the Beis Hamikdash they would also only bring the karban later on in the day. Why that is, I think it's based on psukim, but maybe that's why we base our davening on the karban tamid was ideally brought later in the day. I think it's supposed to be the last karban you bring, except for when it is Erev Pesach. We bring it earlier so we can do all the Karban of Pesach first, afterwards. From Rabbi Yossi, Yehi Chalkim Mesi B'chol Me'ayim. This is an interesting one. That I would love to be part of those people that die with the intestinal disease. Okay, this doesn't sound like as positive as the other ones. But why? Amar Mar Ruben Shal Tzadikim Mesi B'chol Me'ayim. Because most righteous people die with this intestinal disease. From Rabbi Yossi, Yehi Chalkim Mesi B'derech Mitzvah. I should be part of those who die when they're on their way to do a mitzvah. Unclear how that happens, because we know if you're going to do a mitzvah, you should be protected. But either way, I would be
in the group that take Shabbos in Tiberias, in Tiberia, because that comes in earlier, and yet still be part of those who take out Shabbos in Tzipori, which is up on a hill, and the sun goes down late, you can still see it for longer. Presumably, if he lived in America, he would say, I want to be part of those who live in Detroit, and take Shabbos out late. Right? Just like Tzipori, they would take it out late, so we get that tzchus. And not only that, but in these times, we start at Plag, so we start earlier, and we ate late, and later, presumably Rabbi Yossi would want to live in Detroit. I think that's a pretty clear raya. Either way, my portion should be with those who bring people into the seats, who sit people down in the Beis Medrash, and I don't want to be part of the group that has to tell people they have to leave the Beis Medrash, right? There's the one that opens the door, and there's the one that kicks everybody out at night. He wants to be the one that opens the door. to let people in and not to have to let people out. I want to be the one that collects the money for the poor people, because there's no limit to that. But when I give it out, I don't want to be the one that gives it out and I don't give enough, or I give too much and I don't give it out properly. This is an interesting one. I should be one that is suspected, but I don't have any sins when they actually look into it. Rav Papa chimes in and says, oh yeah, that's me. They suspected me of doing something wrong, and then I didn't do anything wrong. Okay, I don't know why we need this Gemara. But either way, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Chamesh Pilos Ba'alti, talk about Gemaras that we don't necessarily know. We need, presumably there's something to learn from this. But Rabbi Yossi says, I had intercourse 5 times. V'natati Chamishas Razim B'Yisrael, and I produced 5 cedar trees. Who are those 5? Peter to the Mount Inun, Rabbi Yishmael bar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yelazar bar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chalafta bar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avtilos bar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nachman bar Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, wait a second, don't you have another kid? His name is Vardimas. Vahika Vardimas. You forgot about Vardimas. He says, no, Vardimas is just a nickname for Menachem. That's what we call Vardimas. We call him Vardimas. Well, my Carly Vardimas. Shepanov Domin Leverit, because he's a beautiful kid. The other 4, eh. But this one, he's like a rose. So Vardimas, we call him Vardimas. That's his nickname. Alimemra de Rabbi Yossi mitzvah on a lokiyim. Wait a second. Rabbi Yossi only had 5. He only had intercourse 5 times. What about the mitzvah of ona? You're supposed to be with your wife and satisfy each other more than that. There are 5 times where I had intercourse and then I had it again in order to make sure I had a male. I don't know if this is in line with modern day biology, but at least that's what he says, that I repeated the intercourse twice. I repeated the intercourse 5 different occasions and I came these 5 children. Okay, take it or leave it. Rabbi Yossi, miyam ala kriz l'ishti ishi. This is a famous Gemara too. The Rabbi Yossi says, on my day, all my days, I never called my wife, ula shari shari, I never called my ox, ala l'ishti beisi. I called my wife my home, because she makes my home. And I called my ox my sadi. It should be sadi, the safari got the word wrong here. But I never called my ox an ox, I called it my field because it's responsible for making my field grow. Just like my wife, I call her my home because she makes my house functional. I'm Rabbi Yossi. I never looked at my bris mila. So he said, wait a second. Ini v'hamru l'Rebbe. They said about Rebbe, my tama karule Rabbeinu kadosh. Why do we call Rabbi Yehuda Anas Rabbeinu kadosh? Amar lu miyam elonas takatu mimila shali, because I never looked at my bris mila. So presumably we should call Rabbi Yossi kadosh. So why is it that the Rabbi Yossi doesn't get any credit? So no, Rabbi milsach risi havavin. That's also a separate thing, that what he means when he says I didn't look at my bris mila means shalhich nisar tachsav neto. He never put his hand in his pants. His entire life. That's why he was called a kadosh. That the walls of my house never saw the stitching of my clothing, the seams of my clothing. He always used to get undressed underneath the sheets so that he would be extra modest. Here's an interesting one also. Machlokas, how to understand this Gemara halachically. I never went against anything my friends told me to do. Yodea ani ba'atmi she'ini kohen. I know I'm not a kohen, but im omri li chaverai, if they would tell me, alei l'duchen, go duchen, go do birkas kohenim, ani ola, I would go up. So what exactly is the problem there? Why can't you do that? Tosa talks about it. V'yom Rabbi Yossi, miyam alo amarti davar v'chazarti l'achorai. He says, I never said I would do something and then change my mind. I always fulfilled my promises. Amar Rabbi Nachman, tasty leads a kayam israel shalos b'shalos. I should get reward because I am the best at doing shalos shudas. I'm always good at doing all 3 meals. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, tasty leads a kayam tiyin tefillah. I should get reward also because I have kavana during davening. What exactly does this mean? Is this some kind of contest? I don't know. Amar Rav Yehuna, Bered Rav Yeshua, Tasty Leads, Al Sagina, Arba Amos, Blagila Rosh. I never walked 4 cubits without covering my head. A good source for a yarmulke. Amar Rav Shesha, Tasty Leads, Akamas Mitzvah Tzilin. I should get reward because I did the Mitzvah of Tzilin in an excellent way. Amar Rav Nachman, Tasty Leads, Akamas Mitzvah Tzitzis. I did Tzitzis in a great way. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Brei Diraba, different Rav Yosef. Avuch B'mai Zari Tvei. What did your father do that was so great? Amar Rav Tzitzis, he was great at Tzitzis. Yom Achad, have a Kasolik B'darga. He was going up on a ladder or a stairs, if sik lechute, one of his strings broke, v'lo nachas v'asa kamad lo ramya, he didn't walk, he didn't move one step until he got another pair of tzitzis that he could put on or put the string back on. The Amar Abai, famous Gemara here that's quoted at almost every single Siyum, whenever I see a rabbi or a Talmud Chacham that finishes a Masechta, we make a party to celebrate his accomplishment. Mirtz Hashem by us. Amar Rava, when somebody comes, I can't go to sleep at night until I find merit for him, which is sounds like a good thing, but it's actually not so great. As you see next night, as you see next line, I don't do any court cases with the Talmidei Chachamim because I know I'm going to be biased towards them. So my time, they're going to be beloved to me like myself. And I'm not going to try and incriminate myself, so I don't do any court cases with any Talmidei Chachamim. Some very interesting stuff there. A lot of material for a lot of drashas, and more materials coming on tomorrow's daf, which talks a lot about Shabbos as well. It's a good preparation for us. Okay, Shkayach, everyone.